Games should be fun, but one university student had a bit too much fun that nearly killed him after playing a so-called choking game. What is this choking game? And I read that it's supposed to make you experience near death those moments. And why is there the fascination of that? So let's explain the terms first.
Yes, well, okay, so first, actually, I want to talk about what exactly happened in the process that led to this young man being put to the, sent to the hospital. So a 19-year-old university student surnamed Tong was sent to the hospital in Hunan on January 3rd, 2017. He suffered from severe traumatic brain injury, which was caused by a lack of blood and oxygen to the brain and a loss of consciousness. The severe situation nearly killed the young man. It was the result of playing a very dangerous game called the choking game, not to be mistaken with the Hunger Games, okay, folks. But when basically, okay, let's talk about the rules, okay? So basically, what happened was, and I, as I understand, okay, guys, this might have come from a foreign country, and there
Is it
is.
your country?
It could be because one of the definitions we're looking at here, among some other ones, is the California choke. I take no responsibility for this, and I've never seen this done. But anyways, what happens when you perform the California choke, or also known as the space cowboy? yeah, first,
Ooh.
okay, first you squat down. You take,
I'm
first you
sorry.
squat. First, you squat down. You take a deep breath. And a deep breath until you can't breathe in anymore. Then blow out the breath until you can't, I guess, blow out anymore. Repeat these steps for continuous 3 times. Hold your breath and stand against a wall. Let others press your heart with great strength immediately after doing, I guess, this thing. And continuously have this done to you until your eyes turn somewhat, I guess, red or just not healthy looking, till you see your eyes bulge or something along those lines. And you might experience euphoria, for those of you who don't understand what that is, an enlightened state, feeling very light and happy and really almost like a high.
Yeah, I see
But
light, I see heaven, that kind of feeling.
Yeah, after having a few drinks of wine, glasses of wine,
or
you.
snowballs.
Yeah, oh, eggnog,
Or tequila
sunrises,
sunrises.
or just margaritas if you have a whole bunch of it.
So maybe choose those instead of the California choke, okay? Or the space cowboy. Anyways, what happened is Tong fainted during the game. His classmates failed to hold him before he fell down and hit his head on the cement ground. He lost consciousness immediately, and I guess, yes. So he's been sent to Hunan's Provincial Number 2 People's Hospital. Guys, he could have died. Don't be doing this kind of stuff. I mean, you can understand that maybe there was a lot of different motives here. Young boys like to push their limits and maybe have a show of face to see who's the toughest and roughest. It sounded like Tong was very eager to prove himself to his friends when he did this because he wanted to be the first one to participate in this game. But guys, I also want to say, people do things like this all the time in so many different ways, and that is people feel the most alive when they risk their safety, their life. When you're at the edge of death, that's when you really know that you're living. And people do this through skydiving, through cliff jumping, which might explain why this kind of stupid game was created. But guys, oh my God, you know, this poor kid, he's really suffering from it, so.
Yeah, I definitely think Ryan has a point there. People like to try and see where their limit is. However, I personally have to say I would still label this stupid because it's not like they're some sort of adult game. At least you can get some sort of sexual satisfaction out of it. Whereas this, it's like you get nothing out of it. So I really don't think it's worth that kind of trouble and that kind of danger. And also, I can kind of understand when it is this peer pressure that pushes him to try this. However, as far as this particular guy's concern, I think it's more like curiosity, because one of his classmates, I think, first suggested that, oh, we should play this game. It sounds pretty interesting. And then he just thought the idea of this really is fascinating. So he went ahead and tried it. So I think he and also a lot of other students who are around that age should keep that saying in mind, which is curiosity killed the cat. Mm. It might also kill you.
Yeah, you know, you could look at this and you could say, wow, first of all, it's asphyxiation. It can be, in many ways, in the U.S. too, is seen as very erotic. I remember talking to some of my friends and they're like, yeah, man, you know, I like the asphyxiation stuff in the bedroom, which is like kind of choking yourself. Some people like that. This, though, squatting down and doing these weird kind of breaths mm-hmm. things, this is just pure, I think, as Liu Yan said, stupid. It is so stupid. But at the same time, guys do stupid things. I was just telling Hyeong before the show, you know, we played this game, me and some of my fraternity brothers, because we saw it in a movie. We thought it'd be fun to play. And guys just played, or at least we did, played dumb games. So we sat in a circle with our crotch area exposed, okay, legs out. Very good distance from each other, but in a circle, and held our hands behind our backs. And one person would have like a dog bone. And basically, you'd try to throw it at the other guy's crotch region, and the other guy could not move his hands. And how stupid is that? But we thought it was hilarious. And we lived on the edge. It was kind of exciting. So I think, though these games seem so dumb, there is this kind of excitement to it that gives it some sort of validation to teenagers, because teenagers are really, like I said, they're young. They don't know life or the consequences that happen when you do things, and so they're always trying to push the limits to kind of find out what you know, consequences will come when I do this.
Right. Usually I do not have any dispute over the fact that guys are... no.
Wait, what?
They are just... I don't know how you make decisions in life. And yeah, you're kind of messed up. But actually, Ryan, what you...
I'm not proud of
your closing statement,
I'm
just
being honest.
Yeah, and we appreciate that so very much. And I've got a lot of images in my head. Were you and your friends aiming or just...
Oh, yeah.
Ouch. So, I mean, women do crazy things, too. And there are people that just like to live...
On the edge.
On the edge, sort of off limits. And I think it's sort of like a form of escapism to some extent that, you know, there seems to be an inherent need in the human mind to get close to the edge of the abyss.
Yeah.
And look in without falling. And I think here with these young people, maybe they're trying to do something similar, but just to revisit something erotic that Ryan said earlier, there's a safe word, right?
Oh.
So like when
what's a safe word?
So like, you know, maybe
enough.
Yeah, like yeah. Ouch.
Or stop.
Yeah, stop.
I'm but, dying.
That's more than one word.
Yeah.
But you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's when I think adults are being living the moment, but still having a safety measure. But these guys, these college students, are simply just playing with fire and their lives. And there's a limit to these things for your own sake.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. They didn't even set any safety words. That goes to show that they have zero... zero consideration of the possible consequences. And also, just now, both of you guys kept mentioning the word edge. And earlier, Ryan mentioned Lady Gaga. And that just brought me to The Edge of Glory. That song was playing in my head.
Yes, and it's now ringing in my ears, too. And if you haven't heard of it, then just check it out on the internet. It is. Sums it up pretty well.
Yeah, you know, guys do, everybody tries to find excitement in ways that, you know, people would consider dumb, but for sure, You know, I do want to say that I hope this young man gets better because he's young. He's very young. He's a 19-year-old university student. He might have had peer pressure, a lot of things happening to him, and who can blame him? We've all done dumb things because other people kind of pressured us into it, or most people have. And so I hope he gets better. But, you know, like, there's another part of this that I also think is really interesting and I think should be talked about is chasing the high. There's a lot of things you can do to yourself that will give you some kind of high. But, guys, at what cost? You never realize what you have till you lose it. And I'll give you an example of a traumatic head injury like this guy had received. When I was maybe in my junior year of college, I went out and with my roommate to have a couple drinks. And anyone that's familiar with the game Assassin's Creed, it's about an agile assassin who climbs on walls. We came back to our house, and there was this elevated thing that he jumped on, and he started pretending like that. And I was like, oh, cool, I'm going to do that too. Did it, fell, hit my head, had a huge gash. Still to this day, there's a scar under my chin. But I remember I don't remember. I couldn't remember anything more than 5 minutes. So all of a sudden, 5 seconds would pass, and I'd be like, what happened to me? Blah, 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 blah. And my roommate rushed me to the hospital. My mom was scared out of her mind. All my friends were there. I have no recollection of it. But you just don't know what you have till you almost lose it. And that was an awakening experience. Mm. Guys, don't play these kind of games that could result in you being sent to a hospital. Holy cow.
Right. Don't do anything that will only give you the chance to say, been there, done that, and all I got was the stupid scar.
YOLO. That's a horrible saying. Don't ever listen to YOLO.
Yeah, you only live once and that.
Actually, you know what? YOLO also stands for you ought to look out. And that is strangely appropriate here.
Yes, very good interpretation right there, Liu Yan. It's so good to have you on the show here. And I just feel that we can tell young people, you know, all these warnings but I'm really happy that, Ryan, you shared your little story because I think stories, personal stories, are more powerful and are able to convince people better. And it's far better than He Yang just making the statement that, don't do that. Don't get you. But I think certainly with young people, we are trying to say that. So, Ryan, you've been there and you've done it.
Yeah, and the scariest thing is I remember the emotion I had. Is this going to be the rest of my life? Having to ask what happened to me every 5 seconds and then losing my memory. Almost like 5 second Tom from 50 First Dates. So, guys, it is really, really scary. Thank God, you know, now I remember when I woke up the next day, I think I was crying a little bit because I was like, wow, I got a second chance. I'm back to normal. I'm not like semi-retarded or something like that. You know, seriously, after hitting my head that hard. Mm. So anyways, these kind of games, guys, it's just a stupid way to put yourself at risk.
Yes.
And also, you're a lot better looking than Adam Sandler.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yes, that I can get behind. Yes. And there is Feng Xiaozi on WeChat saying, no zuo, no die, why you try? So I don't think that needs any more explanation, but Feng Xiaozi, you sum it up so well. Mm-hmm. And also, we have a good friend, a listener to the show, Yi Se Lie, says that it's my son's 4-year-old birthday today. Please say something to me.
Happy birthday.
Little boy. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't play any of those weird games, okay?
Yes.
Be healthy and happy.
Yeah. But for a 4-year-old boy, they can be a handful. So.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Anyway, happy birthday to you. And Yisle, it's so nice to hear from you. You're listening to the show called Roundtable. It's me, He Yang.